hopefully be able to change it by the beginning of the year. So
you think they'll be able to change that?
I hope so.
Or you just change your name?
Yeah, something like that.
What's this fall been like? Different than the summer when you were kind of just doing some loose workouts and things like that?
You know, it's been way different than the summer. I came down here, we lifted and did a couple of runs in there, but this fall has been, you know, hectic with all the conditioning and what shape you have to be in to, you know, compete in the Big Ten. We've been doing court agilities and everyone's just, you know, on their knees, breathing hard, and there's no way I thought coming into this it'd be that hard, but especially with Coach McCaffrey preaching about how he wants to run and run and run, you know, up-tempo offense, the shape you have to be in is really, really hard.
Was that, did that program you guys did with the Navy SEALs help you a little bit?
Yeah, I thought it helped a lot. You know, it wasn't all like that hard, you know. I mean, it was hard, but it brought us to together as a team. We gel really well, and everyone gets along extremely well. At the beginning, you know, before that, everyone was like, you know, had groups, you know. You didn't know too many people, but now, you know, as the season goes on and practice starts tomorrow, everyone's getting along, and it's going real well.
Gabe was actually just talking about how you, him, and Aaron have all spent, obviously, a lot of time together, all being freshmen and living in the dorms and everything. He even made the comment that it's reached a point where you guys are starting to get sick of each other. How would you describe, like, the bonds that you've made with those guys already?
You know, yeah, the bond we've had, you know, we live in the same dorm. I room with Aaron, and Gabe rooms with one of the managers, and we're always eating together, coming to practice together, taking the bus together, and, you know, we're just always around each other, learning center, wherever someone's at. You know, I always see Gabe or Aaron, and you know, they've been real good and became good, my good friends, and that's why I thought before the program there was people like divided up in groups, because Mel and Marble are like best friends, you know. You live in a dorm together and you get to know them and you're always around them, so you know, obviously they're gonna be your friends. You can't basically hate someone who lives in your dorm who's on your team. So
how much have these renovations and having a chance to work like in a new facility and have a new weight room and everything, how much has that benefited you?
You know, it's benefited all of us, not even myself. It's helped us get shots in when we could, you know, coming in here whenever we want, not worrying about volleyball. We wouldn't be able to get as many shots in with the volleyball practices and the games they've been doing. And it's a brand new, nice facility. And, you know, coming into it, you know, I didn't make my decision on the new facility. I knew Fran was going to do great things here. And, you know, the facility is really nice, and I can't blame it, you know.
How have the conversations been with the coaches since you got on campus, and what are some of the expectations that they have for you with this being your freshman year?
Say what?
Or what have the conversations been like with the coaches since you got on campus, and what are their expectations for you?
They haven't said too many expectations. They just know that they said I'm going to play, I'm going to come in, and you know, hopefully I'll come in and make an impact. But practice starts tomorrow, and I'm going to work my butt off, you know, and try to get on a spot. And as long as I'm contributing to the team and doing my role, you know, I'll be happy. And the conversations, you know, we just have conversations every day.
I would imagine that your role would be more of a two. Obviously, have they talked to you at all about possibly being a point to come in for Bryce?
You know, I've been playing point a little bit in the 2 hours we get a week with the team. I've been playing the two, the three. You know, the two and three are versatile. You know, it doesn't really matter who plays the two or the three. But I've been playing the point a couple of times, and Coach McCaffrey says that I'm going to have to play the point a couple of times because he likes Marble on the wing. And Marble's been really impressive lately. He's getting to the hole better. And, you know, he's going to do great things on the wing, and he doesn't want Devin at the point much. So whatever role I have to do, I'll do it, and hopefully I will do it well. So.